The Philadelphia Museum of Art is now showcasing plans to update and renovate its main building. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the design is by celebrated architect Frank Gehry, for whom the project was both atypical and preordained.
Designing the mostly interior renovations for the Philadelphia Museum of Art, says Gehry, felt like a collaboration with the original architects.
Horace Trumbauer and Julian Ebel were uncanny because they left a open-ended design, thinking in advance that there could be changes and additions made.
One example, a ground floor vaulted walkway running the length of the building,
which I suppose was for carriages and people to arrive at the time, is amazing opportunity for the expansion because it allows you to build 50,000 or more square feet at that level and make it feel like it's still part of the museum.
Excavation under the east terrace and steps will create new galleries that flow from an open forum. That created by moving the ground floor auditorium, added in 1959, and allowing vertical circulation in the main building, which Gehry says was contemplated by the original design.
Opening it up to its original intentions and prophecies, so to speak, is amazing, and it'll be enlightening to people who have come to this building for years. When this is done, it's going to be a whole new experience, and yet it's still the same building, and I think that's going to be the magic.
An option for a window in what are nicknamed the Rocky Steps has sparked debate, although a decision on that will come at a later phase. The exhibition, Making a Classic Modern, Frank Gehry's master plan for the Philadelphia Museum of Art, is on view through September 1st.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.